The SNAP Nutrition Program ensures that people can still have healthy food for their families, even though they might be going through some tough economical times. I bet you thought that the SNAP program can only be used at stores. Well, guess what? Farmers markets here in New Jersey and elsewhere, they also accept the SNAP program, or at least they want to continue accepting it. You see, once again, when government gets involved, or maybe even in this case in their own way, it's the people who wind up possibly paying the price. With us now to explain what I mean is policy specialist with the Farmers Market Coalition, Ben Feldman. Thanks for being here today, Ben.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the call.
And I'll give you a couple of websites for the Farmers Market Coalition, farmersmarketcoalition.org, and to find farm markets in New Jersey, jerseyfresh.nj.gov. And like I said in the intro, Ben, I bet a lot of people did not know, maybe even SNAP holders did not know, that most farmers markets, I believe the figure is 80%, do accept the SNAP benefit program.
Yeah, that's correct, Chris. So going back into the late 90s, you know, you may remember when SNAP was paper. In the late 90s into early 2000s, we transitioned into an electronic program. And, you know, when SNAP was back then, you know, it was food stamps, it was paper, it was easier to redeem at farmers markets. A food stamp user could just come to the market, give a farmer their paper food stamp, and receive their food. Well, when that system went electronic, obviously farmers markets don't have landlines or electricity to pipe out to run a terminal. So that really set back redemption at farmers markets. But you know, since that time, there's been a tremendous amount of work by individual markets and by groups around the country in order to make sure that farmers aren't cut out of the ability to accept SNAP in order to make their living, and also so that SNAP customers have access to really what amounts to the healthiest produce and freshest produce available.
Well, absolutely. It's always great to get from the farmer's market because you know that what you're getting hasn't been sitting on a truck or an airplane going thousands of miles to get where you are. So obviously that does improve in the taste for consumers and local restaurants too, which is always great when they do their shopping at the local farmers markets. Now this all involves, as you said, the technology has to be installed at the outdoor locations, obviously. Although there are a few markets that have indoor locations, but nevertheless, this has been done most recently by a company called Novodea. And for whatever reason, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has decided to hand the contract over to a company called Financial Transaction Management. The problem is Financial Transaction Management has apparently not lived up in their at least very short history to any one of those three words.
Well, there's definitely some interesting process by which this government contract has gone through a couple different phases. And, of course, in the interest of disclosure, the organization I work for, Farmers Market Coalition, did hold that contract to administer the program prior to FTM. And when we held it, we did provide equipment from Novodea, as well as a couple other companies out there, including a company called Merchant Source and Payment Spring. And our goal is to provide markets with the best quality of service. And then, as you said, this contract then went out to bid again, and the company that was chosen for it, Financial Transaction Management, they did get up and running over the weekend and are now accepting applications for equipment for markets that haven't previously received it through the program. So that's great news, and we really want them to succeed. I don't have anything negative to say about the company, but I do think, you know, as you're sort of indicating, the idea that a company that is relatively new and has no track record of experience in the sector that they're applying for a government contract in, to me, that's a bit of an indictment of the government contracting process, right? How is it that a company that doesn't have experience can be able to demonstrate that they're going to be effective at doing the work that's spelled out in that bid?
It made me think back to a time, I think the company was called Parsons, and it was California-based. And for whatever reason, New Jersey felt they would be the ones to contract with to build the outdoor vehicle inspection machines that were used of a variety of means as you go through an inspection line. There's different things that have to happen. Problem was, the Parsons never built anything for a cold weather climate. So when the machines came from California to New Jersey that first winter, inspection stations had to close because all the machinery started freezing up.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a perfect example. And, you know, like I said, we want FTM to succeed. Our members and our industry would be the one that would pay the price if they don't. So we don't have any ill will towards them, but it really does say to me that we need to think about what's included in our government contracts besides just lowest cost and ability to meet the minimum criteria, especially for something like this. The difference between good equipment at a farmer's market and not great equipment is a huge factor here in the ability to accept SNAP. So we continue to wish FTM well. We've offered to help them in any ways that we can, but you know, we want something that works, and we feel confident that what we were doing was working.
Certainly don't want this to be a time of trial and error. You want to make sure that there's no lapse in the opportunity for the farmer markets and the consumers to continue transactions, because it means, you know, $24 million a year at farmers markets just through the SNAP program alone. And as I alluded to in the introduction, the SNAP program is, for many families, their only resource to healthy eating.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, farmers markets really have, over the last 10 to 15 years, made a real concerted effort to be at the forefront of being offering solutions to what really amounts to an epidemic of diet-related illness in this country. And for this to happen now, for Novadia to be going out of business now, really sets our industry back. Obviously, they didn't, they weren't trying to go out of business. But, you know, this is the situation that we see ourselves in. And, some of why Novadia is going out of business is about the cost of developing in this particular space. And some of that's down to unique and antiquated technical security requirements that USDA puts in place for the SNAP program. And it makes it very costly for a company to develop product offerings that meet those requirements. And, we'd love to see more innovation and development in this space, but I understand why I would, having said that, I understand why we don't have more.
Well, hopefully, is there any concern of any lapse in the transition, or is there a safety net? I saw one report where Novadia is going to be paid for another 30 days just to stay afloat so that there could be at least some sort of continuity from them to the new company?
Yeah, well, one thing that FNS has clarified is actually markets who have equipment under Novadia will actually not be eligible for new equipment with the new provider. So it's a little bit of a different issue at this stake now. And the question is, as you said, Novadia has another month of funding that was provided to them through the National Association of Farmers Market Nutrition Programs. But that still begs the question, what are we going to do as an industry at the end of August? And hopefully, there can be, we are hopeful that either some additional investment or someone is interested in buying the product that Novadia has created. But we're also not expectant that either USDA or a private funder is necessarily going to come in. So we're focused on backup options, to be honest with you, at this point. We're looking at everything that we can. And, one of the most effective ways, at least from one of the things that I see as so wonderful about farmers markets, is it's definitely a person-to-person experience. It's people helping people. And so one of the solutions that we're working on is we've spun up a crowdfunding campaign in order for folks who are interested in helping to make sure that their local market can remain accepting SNAP. So we're supporting that through a crowdfunding effort in order to get them replacement equipment in the event that Novadia does shut down.
And keep on top of the situation and to join in on that effort, farmersmarketcoalition.org, and to find a farmers market in New Jersey, jerseyfresh.nj.gov. We've been speaking with the policy specialist with the Farmers Market Coalition, Ben Feldman. Ben, thanks for the insight on this issue. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time, Chris.